A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. I'm Jonga Kandemiri, your host, standing in for Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight we are talking about the nomination courts sitting around the country tomorrow, Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, with the presidential candidates expected to pay US$20,000, while those contesting for seats in the National Assembly will pay US$1,000 as nomination fees. Ongu wadiwa watereri ne watariri tunokugamuchira ene mufaro mushirongwa chedu cheve chidiki che The Connection nasi urumuswe chipiri mushirongwa cha muno garupiwa mazuwa ose na ntungamili nkomo asi nasi machipiwa neni jonga kandemiri ndakamirira ntungamili nasi tulivutarisa netukugara kuchaita matare nomination court mangwana kutambira mazita vachakwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino tiri pamutemo tichatarisa one zvemari dziri kubhadhariswa vachada kukwikwidza muzvigaro zvenhengo dzeparamende uko munhu anenge achitarisirwa kubvisa churu chemadhora pamwe chetewo neanenge achida kupinda muchigaro chemutungamiri wenyika anenge achitariswa kubvisa zviuru makumi maviri kana kuti US$20,000 asi tinoziva yedu kuti kunodiwa munhu ane makore makumi mana zvichikwira zvichireva kuti wechidiki anogona kunge asingazopinda hake ikoko kuti anga achinetseka kutsvaga $20,000. Tichatarisawo zvakare mutemo uri kukurudzirwa neZimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti ZEC wekuchengeterwa zvigaro kwevechidiki pamwe nemadzimai kana kuti Youth and Women's Quota. But before we delve into today's issue, let's look at what is happening elsewhere. Today, Zimbabwe joins the world in marking World Refugee Day. This is an international day organized every year on 20 June by the United Nations to celebrate and honor refugees from around the world. The day was first established on 20 June 2001 in recognition of the 50th anniversary of the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees. In Kenya, Abdullahi overcame many challenges growing up in Dadaab refugee camp, where he fled after declining an invitation to join the Al-Shabaab militant group in Somalia. Today, he is a journalist working with the UNHCR, or United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, supported refugees community registration, and that's the GAGA, the registration that he's working for, and is supported by the United Nations Human Rights. And as the world marks Refugee Day, Juma Majanga speaks with Abdullahi about his work and his dreams.
In a shipping container at one of three refugee camps in northeastern Kenya, Aden Abdullahi is presenting the breakfast show on Radio Gargar. The 25-year-old Abdullahi says his journalism career is a dream come true. Forced into exile as a teenager, after rejecting a call to join Al-Shabaab, Abdullahi says he aspired to tell the stories he has seen while living in the camp.
I have seen a lot of, you know, media gaps in the Dadaab refugee camps. There is a lot of stories out there, but nobody, you know, is covering the stories. And so that's why I tried, you know, to bridge the gaps and, you know, to become a voice of the voiceless.
Abdullahi is among the more than 600 refugee youths who have benefited from a technical vocational training program offered by the Norwegian Refugee Council in the camps.
Most youths, once they are able to complete primary education, high school, they have limited opportunity in terms of accessing tertiary education, more so the university. So as NRC, we opted to venture into providing technical are skills targeting the youths. And in these skills, the skills that we provide are more market-driven skills, where we do the market assessment, and then we look at what are the opportunities that are within the Garissa as a whole, and also within the Dadaab. And this is where we came up with different courses that we provide to youth, both girls and boys.
Congolese refugee Eli Hamuli, a digital journalist and aspiring TV producer, is also a beneficiary of the program.
Being a refugee, it doesn't limit one's ability. I believe that the ability that one is having, who is a Kenyan by nationality, and you as a refugee, the only difference that you have is only about the status, but about every other thing, I believe that we are same.
On the International Day of the African Child, Aden Abdullahi covered a celebration event at the refugee camp. The 25-year-old, popularly referred to by his listeners as Mutile, meaning a great person in Somali, says his joy comes from highlighting stories about his community in the camps. Leila Halif, a Somali refugee and a listener of Gargar Radio, says the station has become a link between the refugee community and the humanitarian agencies operating in the camp.
I listen to the station to get all the news and information about what is happening in the camps, especially on activities of the humanitarian organizations operating here. It is the link between us and the organizations.
Kenya hosts more than 500,000 refugees and asylum seekers, mainly from Somalia and South Sudan. In 2021, the country passed a law seeking to promote social integration of refugees by allowing them to access employment opportunities. Trained refugees like Abdullahi hope the skills they have acquired will help open more doors of opportunity for them. Juma Majanga for VA News, Dadaab Refugee Camp, Kenya.
That was Juma Majanga speaking with Abdullahi from Kenya. And back to the topic of the day. The nomination courts are sitting around the country tomorrow, and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, has called on all political parties taking part in the local authorities and national assembly elections on August 23 this year to submit party lists for the women's and youth quotas as required by Constitutional Amendment 2 of 2021. The constitutional amendment introduced a 30% women's quota in local authorities and 10 seats for youths in the National Assembly. Pamusangano nevatoriwe nau waitwa Nasi Mwarare mukurano nane zvesarudzo muZimbabwe Electoral Commission vautoile Sly Gwana vanotsanangura muhurukuro yavaita naGodwin Mangudya weStudio 7.
Chimbam Soro Chinese, Sajuara Nasi, Ufa 20 June, Tatoka Zerira, Utmangwana, Ufa 21 June, Manomes in courts, Akare, Anengaga Kare, Achitambira, my forms, Avaranda Kuvita, with my councillors, with my members of parliament, Kanakuita, my Kuvita, Chikarcha president. Ma court hour, acha bura mangwana na 10 o'clock, makseni, esivara na 4 o'clock, maleo.
Chichinu itika kana ndika taza kushika na 4 p.m. kana utika kika shairu na kuhu nisanda batiru kwa.
Kana uga waswika 4 asada chaya, uga isa mafepa zaako, kana kune zula ugadzirishu, uno ugadzirishu, ayo before za chaya. Asi kana waka, arawo sinda kushika kuhu, nome si mkoti, uga shika 4 za chaya, kunengo sinisina 4 zera yokuti uise mafepa zaako. Matibese baninge waswika 4 asada chaya, bacha prosesera ma forms abo kushika kuhu besi.
Mapatis Matuki, when you matuva zisere zisere.
Zisere zaka tsungo shambaza, kusanisa, ma radio, ma TV, ma press statements, nezvimwe zvakadaro. Nema voter educators edu ari mufield, akachifamba achikurudzira dzitora izvozvo ari kufield vachifamba vachidzidzisa vanhu kuti chii chiri kudiwa kuti uzokwanisa kuti uzokwanisa.
And that was Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer, Mr. Utwele Slaigwana in Harare with Godwin Mangujga. Mr. Slaigwana said that the party list for the women's quota should include women eligible to be elected as councillors, while the youth should be aged between 18 and 35. He explains here in a video provided by Mlondolozi Ndlovu.
We brought in the women's quota for local authority elections. And the Electoral Commission would like to draw the public's attention to the procedure of Amendment number 2 of 2021, which, among other provisions, provides that political party contesting the local authority elections must submit a nomination paper containing the names of women as party list candidates nominated by such party for every local authority in which it intends to field two or more non-party list candidates for direct election as councillors. Each candidate must be a woman who is eligible to be elected in terms of Section 119, Subsection 2 of the Electoral Act, Chapter 218, for election as a councillor. Party list for the local authority must have at least 30% of the total members of the local council or the local authority concerned, of all whom must be women, is 21 years and above. The list must be lodged with the District Relations Officer for the local authority to which it relates. On any day before nomination day, not on nomination day, at the local authority office, obviously, which has been received as nomination court.
That was again the Chief Election Officer, Mr. Utwele Slaigwana, speaking at a press conference in Harare. However, many youths, especially those from the opposition, are crying foul over the nomination fees, which they say are too high and eliminating. Let us take a brief break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 and the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the nomination courts sitting tomorrow and the nomination fees aspiring candidates are expected to pay. Our guests tonight are Mr. Wumberai Nende from the CCC Youth Wing, Mr. Letuwuhle Ndlovu, who is the MDC Youth Spokesperson, and Mr. Kula Muntaka, who is the ZANU-PF Youth Member. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. And Mr. Ndlovu, can you hear me? I think we are having a problem with Mr. Ndlovu connecting to the show, because she highlighted to us that she was having problems with her phone. Maybe we can try to drop and call her again. And Mr. Muntaka, how are you?
Yes, thank you. How are you? Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. Nende Muripuere. Mr. Nende, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm there.
Thank you so much. Let's start with Mr. Muntaka, Mr. Kudamsaka from ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF did its primary elections and chose its candidates long back. Are you ready for the nomination court tomorrow? Is ZANU-PF ready for that?
Thank you very much. Once again, good evening, viewers. ZANU-PF is more than ready. ZANU-PF is a party that is well organized, well disciplined. ZANU-PF does its things on time. We made preparations for nomination court way back on time. So we are more than ready for tomorrow.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Nende, we understand that your party, the Citizens Coalition for Change, is announcing candidates tomorrow, the same day that the nomination courts are sitting. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes. As Triple C, we have been having a meticulous process in terms of our candidate selection. And it was supposed to be done in a thorough way so that we ensure that we put the candidates that are rightfully coming from the citizens themselves. Mm-hmm. And for security reasons and strategic reasons, those people will be communicated through the party channel at the right time so that they are ready for the nomination court. And I can absolutely confirm that we are at the stage where by tomorrow we'll be filing in all the provinces for the candidates that are supposed to contest for 2023.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Ndlovu, are you back? Okay, Ms. Ndlovu is not yet back. I think we are having a problem with our connections. But let me go back to Mr. Mutsaka. Mr. Mutsaka, are you satisfied in ZANU-PF youth with the youth quota allocation that Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is encouraging parties to observe following the 2021 constitutional amendment?
We are very much satisfied. We are very happy as a party with the recognition that is given, that has been given to the young people. It will go a long way in the inclusion of young people in the national decision making, especially when it comes to parliament. So we are extremely excited and we are looking forward to suit all of the 10 slots that the Constitution of Zimbabwe has given us.
Thank you so much. Before I go to Mr. Nende, let me go to Mr. Letubuse Ndlovu from MDC. She's the MDC youth spokesperson. Welcome to our show, Ms. Ndlovu.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Ndlovu, tomorrow is nomination court sitting day, and up to today, no one has known what is in the MDC pot, what is brewing, nobody knows. What can you tell listeners and viewers about tomorrow and the youth quota?
We are ready. We are ready for the court tomorrow. As you know, that MDC is not a party that shies away from responsibility, and we are going to be there representing and stating our own and how this is affecting our youth tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, as to everyone's knowledge, the fees are very high, and they are too high and impractical for the youth considering our economic ailments in Zimbabwe. So I find it fascinating that they might think that this is anyone or somebody like working in the youth in Zimbabwe is able to raise such funds.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that has to be dealt with in court tomorrow. So yes, we are ready. We are going to be there as MDC team.
So you say you are going to challenge that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And what exactly are you going to challenge in court?
This is, it's either they have to be reduced or we actually think they should be removed when we are speaking about the youth, because if we're checking like the youth, well, we're talking about 18 to 35, and most of these people in Zimbabwe, they don't have jobs, and they can't actually raise that money, even those that are working. They don't afford that money. I think if they take care for a teacher, for instance, they're getting something around like 80,000, which is in RTGS. and they're expected to pay in US dollars, $1,000.
Thank you so much. Rambai muri paro nare regai chende kuna va umbera inende va nende manzwanya iri kutaurwa na muzare Ndlovu vativo mari dziri kunzi vanhu vabhadhare dzakakurisa tombotarisira yedu kuti wechidika hagona kunga nenyaya yemakore hakwanisa kunga achikwikwidza pachigaro chemutungamiri wenyika tobvisa 20,000 toisa parutivi 1,000 yacho kwaanokwanisa kupinda kune manhengo dzedare reparamende 1,000 iri kunzi namuzvare Ndlovu yakawandisa vari kutarisira kunge vachiipikisa kumatare zvii zvamungataura vanhende sebato retriple C.
I think I would like to concur with you in terms of this financial constraint, given the nature and caliber of the modern economy and the young people being the most vulnerable when it comes to being victims of a failed economy. So now they want to participate in these processes to ensure that there is change in the political landscape. But now there are restrictive measures that are being put by gatekeepers, who are mostly the older generation. They are becoming political gatekeepers to restrict their citizens from participating through financial measures. And this is done at a technical level. When people are being asked to fork $1,000, yet if you want to convert it with the current rate and the amount of money that is just a civil servant of an acceptable range is we realize that we need to look for perhaps over 200 civil servants to pay for one candidate to be in MP. So it's outrageous, it's draconian coming from a government that is speaking of inclusivity. We can mobilize a nation by exclusion, but it seems that there is a deliberate plan to exclude the young people from being part and parcel of the leadership of this country.
Thank you.
And want to continue the trajectory we are being led by older people.
Let's hear from Mr. Muntsaka. Mr. Muntsaka, you heard what our two guests said. They are saying the fees are too high, and this is a way of excluding the youth because they know, I mean, the government knows that there is high unemployment in the country, and mostly the youth are affected by this. What's your take on this?
Thank you so much. I don't really believe that the fees are that high. What people need to understand and appreciate is that an election is not a playground. When you're going to an election, you're not going there to play games. An election is only for serious people. That amount is actually too little as far as we are concerned. We are expecting only serious people who would want to wrestle power. They announced this fee long back. So for any serious individual, whether young person or old person, who would have wanted to participate, might have budgeted for this money. We have yet situations of late where anyone who thinks like contesting, just wake up dreams like contesting, they just go and contest. You know, because the qualifications are open for everyone. So people just go to contest. You find a constituency that has got 10 million candidates.
Yes.
Thereby putting too much weight for them.
Mr. Mtanga, if I can interrupt you briefly, let me bring in a caller, then I'll come back to you immediately. Hello, caller?
Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Oh, we've lost the caller. Ndodzoka hangwa muri va Musaka. Taura itinzwe muri kuti imi hamuone mari dzisadzakawanda. Imari dzamunofunga kuti munhu paakanzwa kuti kuchange kuchibhadharwa mari akati vangadai akasungirira. Asi kuoma kwezvinhu hamusi kutarisa ikoko. Tiri kunzwa kuti bato renyu rezano PF richabatsira nhengo nekubhadhara mari idzi. Ichokwadi here?
Ndikwanise kuti ndikonfeme pari zvino kuti bato richabatsira nekuti hatisati tanzwa communication inotaura kuti ichatibatsira isusu semamembers ezanupf takatogadzirira kare patakahwina mapraimary tikagadzira mari dzedu dzekunobhadhara saka tiri well prepared sezvandambotaura kuti tiri bato rine discipline rinogadzira riri organized risingango chene chene pane zvese zvinenge zvaitwa zek yakabuda nemafigures yatarisa zvakawandisa kusanganisira neikonomi yakaitarisa ikaona zvakafanira zvakakodzera kuti wese ari nani anoona achida kukwidza pasarudzo anofanirwa kunge achitsvaga mari iyoyo. Ende mukatarisa pane zvakawanda zvavachata zvakare pakukambina zvichatoda mari yakatowanda chidarika mathousand vachiridza mari yevachaiani ii yekuratidza commitment kuti vanoda kukondesa achide vanhu vanotedzera nguva vanosvika toita 20 pasina vanhu serious vachida kungonzwa kuti pakamira sei muconstituency vamwe vari mastudent vachida kungonoravira zvakuwanzira zeki basa vakuzotanga kucomplaina kuti ivava same people vaakuti muri kunonoka kuti pa maresults
ina
kuti vakangana kuti pane mapresident 60
regai tinzwe kubva kune vamwe. Muzare Ndlovu, may you respond to what Mr. Munsaka said in his Ndebele?
Okay, due to language barriers, I will try to respond to what I got.
Okay.
I didn't get much of what I said. But still on that issue, contesting in an election is a right for every citizen in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The country is mixed with high fees, with people saying that is to make sure if they are serious on it, if they are serious, they are going to research funds. It's not proper. That's not proper, one. And for the second time, as I said, these things are not just for the youth. So I have to consider that it's for the youth, the women, and the disabled people. Okay, now if these things are going to be so hard, there are other disabled people that can't even go to work, they can't even, like, do certain stuff that they can actually get those big funds. What are you saying about this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they also in that code of seriousness?
Hello?
And for of course, we do appreciate the big quota and what they gave us. Of course, it's just too sweet. But then we are still hoping that we're going to have something that's maybe fixed in the near future. But still, with this kind of thing, I think it's just going to be one of those things that is just out there on the paper. But
thank you.
Know that we are fixed at this year.
Thank you so much. Ragai Tuzokunawa Nende. Vanhende, manzwa zvataurwa navaMunsaka hanzi inzira yakanaka iyoyo yekuti mari $1,000 inge ichibhadharwa vaone paine dambudziko. Hanzi vanoda kupinda musarudzo, vangadai vakagadzirira kubva kare. Pindurai tinzwa.
I think panaba due crisis yevanhu vasinganzwisise nhaurwa yekuti vanhu vabvumidze kuparticipata maelection. Ndakutanga kunoresponda panyaya yataurwa yekuti maelection zvinhu zviri serious. Ndikanotimeza seriousness yemunhu nenyaya yefinancial capacity. Zvinoreva kuti vamunangagwa havazi serious zvekuti nyika haina mari. Vamutuva kutaura kuti ava hakuna mari munyika. Zvoreva kuti vanhu vavo vese vari kadaro havazi serious.
Yes, vanhende, ndoda kuti mutaure zvamuri kutaura zvine chirungu, dzokorai zvamataura nechirungu kuti vamwe vanzwe.
Alright, fine. I'm saying we cannot be at the level where we are measuring seriousness because of financial capacity.
Mm-hmm.
This country, as it stands, is on record saying that we do not have enough money. Budgetarily, the fiscal capacity of this country is ailing. So it simply means that if you are measuring seriousness
of
financial capacity,
thank you so much, Mr. Nenda. Unfortunately, we don't have extra time or injury time on this show. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Kuda Munsaka from ZANU-PF, Mr. Wombelai Nende from CCC, and Mr. Letubuse Ndlovu from MDC. My name is Jonga Kandemiri, saying good night. Let's meet again tomorrow.